There used to be a life I lived where I didn't have shit to do. Now I'm just so fucking busy.
Oh my God, you've done 3 days of vlogging and now you're complaining already about all your workload?
3 days in 1 week?
Damn.
That's crazy, bro.
Dude, I don't know how I used to live like this. I mean, I do know how. Not live like this, like recording 3 days a week, but like never ever doing like anything.
So you're saying how you used to live?
Yes.
Like last week?
Like, no, not last week. I'm saying doing nothing. Oh, at least I would like stream and
okay. I get
started working out and stuff.
You're saying post Miami?
I never went to Miami.
Sorry, post Mexico.
Yes. Yeah, post Mexico, like God, dude.
You're
I don't know.
Allowed in Mexico again.
I don't want to go. Like my girlfriend wants to travel and stuff, and I'm like,
no, not right now.
I don't. Yeah, like just throw. Even when we went to the Colorado trip, it really fucked with me. Like I was like, dude. I was trying to bail so hard. I was like, I was mad. I was like, Paige, I'm not going. Like trying to like put my foot down, defend myself for once. To Paige, I'm not going. She was like, you have to. And I'm like, what the? I'm gonna miss the the watch party. And it was just like messing with me. Before, I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I just loved going anywhere. Now, I don't know what I don't really know what it is. It's just like, it's not even like, it's like I just like feel more accomplished. And I feel like I've never gotten to feel like this in like a long time. Like if you play Halo and your scrims are going good and you place good,
you
feel like pretty good. You're like, damn, that workout's putting in, hell yeah. But then like I feel like that went away for a long time. I don't know. It's sad to see. I think like a lot of my friends still playing Halo or like trying to make it, or it's like I don't like seeing. I know what they're doing. They're like just spending all day on Halo, nothing to show for it. And I'm just like, you need to, is it fucked up to tell people to get a job?
Yeah. Well, people did that to you for like 5 years.
They didn't really say get a job, did they? I mean, kind of.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that was their message.
That was their message.
They didn't say, they might not have told me to like leave Optic and go fucking find a job somewhere, but that was kind of their message.
So how's it been, man?
Yeah, we're on the come up right now, though. Is my fucking fat belly hanging out? I just went like this, and it fucking rolled just bloop.
It just bloop, bloop.
It's going pretty well.
What do you weigh now?
I think I've lost 3 pounds in the first week.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to try to do, I'm trying to lose, you want to lose about 2 pounds a week. I would say at my weight, 2 pounds a week's good. I want to take it a step further to like, 3 pounds a week for the first few weeks and then maybe 2 pounds. Started around 214, 215. Weighed myself this morning. I was 211.6. By the end, I mean, I can't really do the math of like, do this for 60 days. Yeah, I can't do that fucking math.
So you're doing two a days for 60 days.
I'm not doing, I don't know. When I say I'm working out twice a day, I think people think I'm hitting the gym twice a day. Like, and I technically am going into the gym, but right. I'm not lifting weights twice a day. I'm lifting weights.
You're doing something twice a day.
I'll do, say, cardio and maybe some abs in the morning.
Okay.
And then lift weights in the afternoon or evening.
Yeah.
But it's going pretty well.
So every time you go to the gym, you're not coming out like sweating.
No,
profusely.
I can't. Bro, running, I don't know if you were like this because you started running, but running it killed my legs. Running killed my legs.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like I never felt recovered. My hips would hurt. I don't know if it's like, I'm going to get a new pair of shoes. I'm going to go to this place called like Fleet Feet.
I don't know why you look so funny right now.
I'm going to go to this place called I think it's Fleet Feet, where they like
measure your feet,
and peep. Get you check some, out the arch.
Get you some Asics.
Recommend whatever shoe they think you need.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there, but I don't know what it is, but like my body just feels like it's deteriorating. From the hips down, my hip hurts for the first time in my life.
Yeah, see, I think it would be the opposite for me. Because like running's become more natural again for me. But like once I'm done with this like running journey that I'm trying to go through, like when I start lifting weights, that's when it just like kills me. Like, I remember when we would go to export and I would, like, do weights with you.
Mm.
Like, anytime we did, like, arms or triceps, especially triceps, like, it would like, never recover. Like, it would, yeah. You would be ready to go back to the gym 2 days later and hit the same thing. And I would be like, I'm still dead. But I can run.
I guess it's because the only time I ever ran was, like, I mean, I played football until I was, like, fucking 12 or something. Then I played basketball till I was 15, 16. And those were the only times I'd run. I've never been like an actual runner to where I'm just running to like stay in shape or get in shape.
But I wonder if, we should host a 5K.
I wonder people would show up.
People would show up. Yo, Matt.
We should
host a 5K. Do you think people would come?
The Optic or like an 5K? Optic March.
No, let's not call it a march.
Wait, is that?
Let's not call it a march. Let's call it a run. Yeah, like a run.
The
like,
Optic 5K?
I mean, I don't know the incentive of it.
There's
we'll do it for charity.
Damn it. There's a dude on YouTube.
Always for charity. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, we ain't doing that for charity. This is Flycast fucking.
The Flycast for profit.
I saw that some dude named Sikuno or something. I don't know what he does. Twitch stream or something.
Yeah.
And someone wanted to gift him subs. And he was like, you know what, man? Just keep that by yourself, a nice lunch. And everyone was like, oh. And then other people were like, well, actually, no. Pretty much everyone was like, oh, it's so humble, so sweet. And in my head, I'm like, fuck that. Fucking, this guy's already rich. Of course he's fucking saying that.
Oh, well, I think that's why Sakuno is like known for like saying you don't have to sub, you don't have to gift any subs, but when I do a brand deal, when I do a brand deal or a sponsored stream, please just show love, because that's how he likes to make his money, is doing brand deals. But you got to be huge in order to do those. So I don't think he's saying like, you shouldn't sub to anyone.
That's why I said for the 5K. Like, yeah, for charity.
What about for me?
When did I graduate from not being charitable to fucking, like, I'm a charity project that's fucking self. I saw on YouTube of this dude doing I don't know if it was a 5K, but it was some kind of like DJ thing where like he was riding a bike, had like a full DJ set, big ass speaker on the back of his bike, and like everyone's just like skateboarding, rollerblading, running, walking behind him. And it's like, I don't know, what if that could be like a thing?
Oh, dude,
like, do we take it serious to where or do we like a bike person just blasting music? We're running through Dallas.
You got this.
We're running through Dallas or something. That'd be cool. People would do that, too. People would just show
for
up.
For sure, people would do that.
I don't think I could run a 5K right now.
I ran my first 5K in 10 years.
Is it five? So 5 kilometers.
3.1 miles.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not bad.
I could do that slow. What's your mile pace?
Well, probably like, I've probably worked it down to like 8 minutes, which is still...
I mean, that's still good. That is fucking good.
Yeah, but dude, for what I'm trying to do, I have to start, like, I told Alexis, like, I have to start running twice a day. If I'm going to, because I'm trying to make a video where I break my mile time from high school, which is 5:36.
Damn.
So it's going to be, like, I think I have to lose like 20 more pounds.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Maybe more than that.
Because what do you have right now, like 210? 215?
205.
Oh, damn.
So I've gone, yeah.
I was the fattest in Optic. Well, No, it wasn't. But I was thinking of, like, I don't know why, but when I think of that, I was thinking of you and Hex. Because me, you, and Hex always talk about our weight.
Jesus, bro.
Me, you, and Hex always talk about our weight. And, like, well, we all bounced, and, like, Skump as well. He got up to, like, 210, 215. Mm-hmm. So we were all sort of at that range. So we talked about it. So I just like, gave up in my head.
Yeah, no, I've lost, like, 15, like, since, maybe even more than that, since, like, November. Because, dude, that it was bad for a little bit there. Like, in November and before that.
Your tits get puffy.
Yeah. My titties.
It felt cool. Like I, even now, I'm so, it's crazy. It's such a slow process. It's so annoying. But, like, the amount I work, it takes a whole mental day for me to force myself to get up, go to the gym, do my morning cardio. They're like, sometimes I'll walk here and then, like, run back to my apartment. I'll count that as morning cardio. Just get, like, 2-3 miles in the city or something. Fuck, what's my point of that? Wake up. Like, that's on your mind. Then you're hungry, but you just eat a fucking healthy meal.
Yeah.
And then you go do whatever work you got to do during the day. And then you come home, you eat another healthy meal. And then you go to the gym, and it's just a whole day of, like, you
of everything
consciously, like, thinking about it.
Yeah. I get what
you're
saying.
That's just one day. And it takes fucking 100 of those days to, like, see the results you want.
To see, like, any results.
Yeah. You do that 30 days straight and you're like, I think I'm seeing some.
Yeah, right.
But it takes.
But other people will see before you do, which I think is the cool part.
Yeah.
Because people started complimenting me way before, like, I started noticing it. It was because you look at yourself in the mirror every day. But, like, I like the fact that I'm, like, kind of losing neck fat.
Yeah, my face looks old and fat.
No, is what it doesn't.
I think it does.
But, like, I mean, you notice shit like that before anyone else does.
Yeah, I notice my clothes don't fit good.
Oh, dude, that was like what put me over the top.
Yeah,
have you ever heard that, or have I told that? Like, Paige DMs or texted all of TST and was like, "Hey, we need your size for the new drop." And it was the first time I had ever typed out extra large and, like, sent it. And I was like,
"Same
oh, shit."
Yeah,
I was like, "I can't believe." And then I typed it, and then I went, "I can't believe." "I can't believe I just typed that."
Yeah,
and then I was like. I was like, Alexa, I gotta change something.
That's where I am right now. And
but, like, it's crazy that what it took for me was a video. What it took for you is a video. Mm-hmm. It's like that's just how we're, like, trained. It's like, I can do it if it's for a video.
How would you motivate people
that don't make videos?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. You have to do something where it's like it's In order to make it a conscious decision where it's like it's not a choice anymore. It's like I have to do it.
That's the biggest thing.
So in order for that to happen for me, I had to basically say that I've already done this.
You're setting the tone for the rest of your life. Like, I know if I don't do this, I don't know if I would recover from, like, the mental fucking drop I would get of, like, failing. Like, even I'm going to allow myself, if it is, I think I've said this before, I don't know if it was on the podcast or maybe the Optic podcast, but if there's an app, like a party of, like, a bunch of the Optic people go out, or there's some reason to drink, maybe, but I might allow myself to get drunk. But I'm gonna even that day, I'm gonna only eat, like, protein. I'm gonna, like, try to, like, still gonna keep my calories at that point, but I might get drunk. And even that's hard enough. But, like, yesterday I went to the pool, and there was, like, a little, not pool party, but just, like, Michelle and her friends, like, a little gathering. And when I think of last year, I'm showing up drunk. I'm sitting there drunk. I'm drinking the whole time. I'm leaving hammered. But yesterday I didn't drink at all. And I was just like, damn, this is crazy. And I kind of felt like, I think I felt a little boring from not drinking.
Like you were boring?
But I don't know if I was boring, because I think I was boring. Like, thinking of last year, I'm just drunk sort of laying around too.
Like, oh, it's, yeah, it's probably the same
thing. But in my head, I'm having fun. Like, fuck yeah.
In your head, you're just doing.
But yesterday, I didn't have that feeling. Yeah. I just felt boring. But.
I mean, I think that's fine. That's.
Is that how people. Who was over here? Was Zinni. He said he didn't drink. Lamar? Accuracy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You and I saw you.
He said he doesn't drink. And I'm like, how do people. Are they not? I can't enjoy like a club or like a bar or something if I'm not drinking.
See, I don't think I can either. But that's why I don't go out.
Same.
You go out.
I used to go out a lot.
You were going out a decent amount.
Yeah, it was like 5 days a week.
Have you ever seen the clip of Ludwig and Atrioc? They're sitting there, and one of them finishes a whole like bag of cookies, or maybe it's a gum or like a candy, and then the other guy's like, dude, did you just finish that whole pack? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you know those were weed, right? Like edibles.
Wait, actually?
And the fear. What? Like the genuine fear that comes over the other person's face. I can't remember which one.
This
it
like
was.
On stream?
Yeah. No, it was on stream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was joking. Whoever it was like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But the second of like, no, it wasn't. And he's like, yeah, look at the title. They're called like, it just happened to be called like Puff. Like puff cookies.
Yeah.
And so it could have been.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. And dude, it was like, I wish I could find the, I wish Matt was here. I could tell him about it, like to find the clip. But like, it is genuine fear. He's like, yeah. Because I don't even know. What would you do?
I don't
if
even,
you
I can't.
Accidentally ate a box of Girl Scout cookies.
I think I would try to make myself puke.
Dude, I would go to the, I think I would go to the hospital.
Yeah. That'd probably be the safest bet.
Because you can't, I don't think you can die, but like, I know whatever that. Freak out is coming is about to be absurd.
They should make, I mean, I guess they kind of have these with like retreats and stuff, but it's like, they should make little, you know how they got like IV bars where you go to, you get an IV and B12.
Those are all over Vegas.
They should make a place where you can go take a fuck ton of edibles and be like, taken care of by a nurse. Because that's the only way I would feel safe.
Insane. I feel like they made a movie about that. What movie am I thinking of? Anyway, keep going.
Hospitals may, or like being surrounded by a nurse or like something like that, it makes me feel safe. A lot of people get freaked out by hospitals. I've never been like that. I always felt safe in a hospital.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that I think people that grow up with medical problems are probably freaked out by hospitals. I know Alexis can't stand them. Aaron can't stand them. Those IV bars that you see in like Vegas, actually, there's one in Frisco.
Yeah,
there's one like right across the street.
I think there's some like everywhere.
What are those? It says like
the biggest fucking scam on earth.
It's a scam, right?
Well, it's a scam. First off, everything in life is a fucking scam, and everyone rips off everyone.
That's true.
But yeah, these bags, I had a nurse that would come to my apartment and like give me an IV, and I asked her how much they cost. She said like 40, 45 bucks. They sell them when they give them to people at the bars. Like it'll cost $40 to make the bag, and someone will go there and pay $250 for an IV. But they do. Also, it's just vitamins and stuff. It's like vitamins, electrolytes, fucking like your B12s, there's some other stuff she would put in mine.
But like, does it help you feel better?
Kinda. I used to, last summer, I would get them all the time.
So you're getting scammed.
Because.
Oh, you're saying the scam is how much they charge for it.
Yes.
Not the product
itself. Well, it's the product itself because it's like.
Because you could just
you're gonna sort of feel better, but it's not worth the price at all.
I mean, could you just take
if you can
vitamin?
Afford it? If you can, like millionaire artists like Justin Bieber and shit, they're getting IVs all the fucking time.
Really?
Like when they go on tour, I'm sure Post Malone's probably getting IVs all the time. just because it's like, one, they can afford it, but two, after like sweating, you're fucking,
yeah,
whatever, it's exhausting. I'm sure they're getting them all the time, and it does help. There's like some component called like NAD, which like when I would get it, because last year I was just like sort of drinking all the time, but when I would get them, I would feel my heart would start thumping, and I'm like, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down. Yeah. And she would like have to like turn down the nozzle and just make it drip really slow. So it's like there's some kind of compound. There's some kind of compound.
Terrifying.
But it makes you feel. It does make you feel better. It like,
dude, we have the weirdest podcast. The Flycast is the weirdest podcast. It's not.
It's
got to
be weirder.
It's not the weirdest, but it's such an interesting, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
It's not typical.
I listen to a lot of podcasts where like, or like, people watch it to like be entertained. I'm not saying people aren't entertained by this one, but like a lot of times it's just us bullshitting and other people like correcting us or other people being like,
oh yeah,
like, oh, like that's not right, but like,
yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean. It's kind of like we're just which is the whole purpose of the Flycast in general, is just like a fly on the wall from our funny like dumbass conversations a lot of the time.
The podcasts I watch are like, it's always sort of the same, not the same subject, but like with like Lex Friedman, he like sits down with a guest and you know what the topic's going to be.
Right.
With Joe Rogan, same thing. Sits down with a guest and you know, oh, this is a fucking ancient Egypt philosopher. Fucking. So you know kind of what it's going to be. But I don't watch any podcast where it's sort of the same two people.
Dude,
fucking, I guess those exist, but it's like, do they have, like, I think of Impulsive, and they're doing what they should do, have a fucking porn star guest.
Yeah.
The Jake Paul with the drama.
Right.
They'll cover drama topics. They'll do exactly what you think the top YouTuber
should do.
Podcasters should do. But I don't watch any people that are just like when we sat down today, no idea what the fuck is going to be
TMG
said.
I think TMG is probably the closest. I mean, that's probably the most. I mean, actually, there's a shit ton of podcasts.
Like, we don't have topics. No. We don't fucking know.
I don't want topics, though, for the Flycast.
Sometimes it depends what the topic is. Because I enjoy topics sometimes because it. Like, sometimes on the Optic podcast, I'll see a topic where I'm like, well, I have no say in this one.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it'll be about something with Call of Duty, something. But sometimes topics give me a... I'm trying to, like, think of a topic that fucking could be there. But it would, like, spark something. I'm like, you know, that's...
situation.
Like, the phase situation.
Yeah.
We could talk about the phase situation.
I mean...
Have you watched like the videos and stuff?
All I know is they're
milking.
But
like seeing that as a topic,
views.
It's like, okay. Like,
they are milking views right now.
I would.
I would too.
At least I say I would.
Rain has been all in my feet. Rain and Tico and Adapt, like they have been uploading like crazy.
Tico's fucking up. He went back to Sweden. Like it's funny. He made one vlog that said like, I don't know what it said. Maybe like, I don't want to get this wrong.
Like, I left or
but
something.
But it's like, well, that was his second one. The first video was like, am I in phase or am I not?
And then
the second video was, I'm leaving. But then, like, in the video, you get the gist of, like, oh, he's just leaving to Sweden.
Right.
Like, he's just, like, visiting Sweden. So he's leaving the U.S. Yeah. But it's like, you see that title and you think, oh, wow, he's leaving phase.
I think the phase situation is crazy because... Their new school talent that was brought on by the new people are actually panned out. Whereas in the Infinite days, they tried to bring on creators, but the creators never really panned out with the general Optic public.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Hypok was ingrained and he worked out and so did Sheila. But then you have like Luke the Notable and like Rallied and like a few other people that like were being brought on, but they never really like crossed paths really well. Mm-hmm. But like I think ever since like phase has brought on new creators, or their like management team has, since it's straight away from all the guys. It's been like Nuke Squad and Kaylee and like,
I'm not gonna lie, those creators like, I don't want to say saved FaZe, because FaZe is fucking, they were like number one, so they didn't really need saving. But it was, they definitely carried that fucking, not carry, it's just such a different, I was going to say carried the torch, but it's such a different, you're going from a group of guys that were kind of making videos individually, but would also make them together. Who built FaZe, and then the second phase of FaZe,
the second phase of FaZe
was these individuals who were carrying them, like, or not carrying them, but they were carrying FaZe, not carrying them individually, like as if Rain, Tico, and all these guys are getting something out of fucking Kaylee and.
I get what you're saying. So you're saying like these people are doing the dirty work.
Like, they did their thing. Not even doing the... They just did their thing.
Yeah. Like, I get what you're saying.
All those Fortnite kids.
Yeah. Because, like, it's just crazy to see, like, in the Infinite days, we would land, like... Or I'm assuming that the team would land, like, a deal, and then in that deal, the certain creators have to do things. But we all hated what was going on, so we wouldn't do it. So then they would bring on the new creators that would do it under the Optic umbrella. And that's how you get like people that weren't run by Hex that are being brought on, which I'm assuming is the same thing that happened at FaZe. But like the
all
people
their creators
at
FaZe, are dope though.
But I'm sure the people at FaZe didn't mind. Like if the management team goes to Banks and Temper and it's like, yo, we're picking up swag. It's like, hell yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're picking up Nick Merckx. Fuck yeah. Awesome. But like they're bringing these people in because, you know, because of like what that means for the business. So like FaZe lands a bunch of collabs. They need people to promote the collabs. They have to bring on new creators in order to promote the collabs, because the old creators seemingly like they were like,
yeah, I don't know how there's that much beef. I'm sure it has to do with a lot of money.
I don't know. I think Rain just like stirred everything up.
But I'm gonna be honest. I think they individually popped the fuck off, and they got to the point where they had so much money to where, talking about the creators, that they were like, well, I don't need to go vlog. And it was like everyone probably got almost like us, to where like everyone sort of got girlfriends, everyone stopped being in this clique, and it was like sort of go off when they're different in a different direction, and everyone sort of went off in this direction. You saw Banks, he vlogged a little bit and was killing that.
Yeah.
But then it was like he got so big and probably like known in LA, he's doing ventures elsewhere.
Yeah.
Rain, I mean, we all saw Rain's story.
Yeah.
Adapt, who knows what, he's probably in LA doing fucking, I don't want to say like, I don't fucking know, yeah, whatever they fucking shit. Do in LA.
It just,
but it was
like
he went off for a little bit, did his stuff individually for a little bit, and then it was like, I think they were just like good with money. So it was, they were good with money. I'm sure some stuff happened in FaZe to where they were like, wait, you guys, we don't own any of that, and like we literally built this, and we don't
yeah.
How do we not own more than this? And it's like, all right, well, I don't need y'all to pay my bills. So it's all right, I'll be over here. Yeah. And just like they just did their own thing. Just not on YouTube.
That's probably, I mean, you're probably pretty accurate. But like then it takes somebody like Rain to be like, you know, within the year of them going public or whatever, all this shit comes out, and in like the headline I keep seeing is FaZe is going to run out of money by November if it keeps going the way it is, which is crazy. That's like terrifying.
I just don't even believe that though. Like, what is that even like? FaZe is like, they're too.
See, I think it just shows how insane like esports is. Cause you're thinking FaZe is good.
I have recently been like, FaZe, I'm tired of seeing their collabs. Their collabs seem mean nothing to
me. Commercial, yeah. I liked the Xbox 360 collab. But that's because all of the original guys were involved in it.
Yeah, their collabs just like don't. When you see someone collab with someone, it's like, oh shit.
Right.
Even fucking, I don't give a fuck about keyboards, but when I see 100 Thieves with High Ground, and that's the only thing I've like, or I think that's what it's called, but it's like, that's the only thing I've sort of see them collab on, that and like some anime shirts.
Well, like, well, High Ground, it sticks. I think High Ground is Nate's company. Like,
oh, Nate's really?
Like a co-owner of the company. I'm fairly, or maybe 100 Thieves is, but they,
regardless, it's just they're not doing I've seen FaZe do collab after collab after trying to sell something after trying to sell something after trying to sell something.
Yeah. And it's like,
and that's just like it makes it less cool to me.
A collab, in my opinion, should be a collaboration between two things. And not like, like if I'm trying to, I'm, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, so I'm trying to think of some, like if Lamborghini, actually that's not a good one. I don't know. If somebody wants to come to us and just slap their logo on a shirt and put the Optic logo beside it and then provide us nothing, that's not really a collab. Like that's just kind of like we want to make a advertisement shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But like if it was like an actual collab, like when we do stuff with Mountain Dew, even though they're a sponsor of ours, like if we want to do a collaboration, like a collaborative merch drop, it would be very ingrained. Like they
going to Colorado.
They would help us go to Colorado and then we would drop like a ski mask or like a something, and like it would be like we would make some content out of it. It would be very much that.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like sometimes they were just dropping shit. Yeah. They were just like boom, Disney.
It would like be all within like DC. Emails. Yeah. And then it's just like, all right, so here's the product. All right, let's put it on the website. Yeah.
Like that's just like the like, FaZe logo on something.
They dropped a FaZe shoe. And if they hadn't, like, you know, a FaZe Nike shoe.
Yeah.
And if they had, like, it just didn't, I don't know if how much it's selling. I don't know if it's doing well. But it just meant nothing to me when I saw it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they just dropped.
They just and
they've dropped so much shit,
and that should mean something.
FaZe Nike shoe. If we had an Optic fucking Nike shoe, that would be sick,
right? And it would.
That would be huge.
The shit that like the production team would make out of that would be crazy.
Yeah,
and I think one of the best collabs I've ever seen in esports was, or in gaming was the Gucci 100 Thieves collab.
Yeah,
because it was. It's not a typical collab. I wouldn't buy it because I'm not going to spend $1,200 on a backpack.
Fuck no.
It was meant for people that like that kind of shit, for like hype beastie type of people.
Yeah.
But the backpack was sick, and they made very thematic photos with the backpack. They looked like Versace models or Gucci models up there, and
mm-hmm.
Jack had like the turtleneck on and the 100 Thieves chain,
mm-hmm.
and like that was a collab. It felt organic. It felt like something outside of the box, and it was really cool because Gucci was involved in gaming. But like I feel like that should be like kind of the precedent, regardless. I mean, it doesn't have to be a $1,200 bag. It can be a $30 something, but like at least like at least go about that like collaboration. Like
it's like working with fucking Corduroy and the Flycast. Like you boom bean bags popping up, boom,
bags
logo
right here. Doesn't
speaking of which
look,
this podcast is brought to you by Corduroy. Damn. What a fucking thing,
I mean,
boy.
Like this.
I mean, this is what a collab looks like.
This is what it looks like.
if
can you guys take notes, please?
Yeah, FaZe. Because they're going to see this.
Yeah, FaZe.
Paige was asking me because of, like, you know, I'm fucking shredded and shit. She was asking me, like, what companies I'd want to work with.
Yeah.
What's a company you. I'm going to think about my answer. Because I really don't know, but is there like a company you would really want to work with for like, I'm not, what's a company you'd want to work with? But I'm trying to think of like, is there a, what's your like niche, is that a word?
My niche.
What's your niche and like, why would it fit that? Or it's like, you know what I'm trying to say? Is there a company that
you're
would be
like a one-off thing?
Yeah. That you would love to work with.
whenever I start this around the bar thing, like, we're moving it into that room over there, and I want to film like 8 episodes, and then either like pilot those episodes or something. But I think some sort of like really quality either beer or liquor company would be really cool.
Like Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, but like that's hard too.
Come
because
on, Doc. Someone clip this and send it to Doc. Come on, man. We can have a table right here.
Yeah, just start sipping.
Come on,
Doc. That would be hard too because the company would have to understand like the basis of the show is you come on, we make your favorite drink and sit down and we talk while we drink your favorite drink. So the company would have to be, if it's a beer company, say it's Bud Light, they'd have to be okay with us drinking New Amsterdam vodka or something, which is hard. So maybe it would have to be a water company. Like, I don't have, like, a company.
You're going to have an insane amount of bottles.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just buy the little.
No, I'll get a bottle per episode, I think.
Yeah. And then have it
and
on the background.
Yeah. In the background. But I think I want to come up with, like, different segments of the show. So I think maybe a water company would be best for around the bar so that for a section in the bar or, like, in the series. For a segment of the podcast or interview, we drink some water, or like we have a segment where we integrate the water into it. That would probably be better, but they would have to also be okay with us drinking alcohol.
Yeah,
and
that's probably hard to find.
Yeah. So it would have to be like Liquid Death or Path water, which I would love to work with either one of those companies.
We work with Liquid Death?
Not yet. I don't think.
Do we cut that?
No, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
The sales team our sales team is always talking to everyone. So okay. Every once in a while we'll have some stuff around the office that people send.
I hit Crim 1 in ranked play solo queue. Jesus Christ, it's a grind. I'm literally a matchmaking kid, like talking shit. Are you guys done playing? I kind of wanted to play with you guys.
Yeah, we're done.
Now what the fuck do you play?
So I have just gone through my first week of not streaming. A whole week.
Damn.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be able to relax, but like...
Why?
Blake and George both went out. Yeah. Blake is shooting a wedding in Ireland, so he's going all around doing the tour de la Europe. Which is pretty cool.
Is it fucking with you?
Not streaming? Not really. I feel like this. I feel like I needed to not stream for a little bit. Especially like some shit's going on in my personal life. I'm trying to work out. So at least like I'm chilling. While I don't have to like every single night. It's not like ugh. But I also like I was on like an insane schedule. Like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, to the point where like I have to change something. It's like I was coming in here at 9 a.m. and leaving at 4 p.m. and then streaming at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Every night every day, and I was like, and then Alexis like came here to like spend like months, and so I had 3 hours every day to see her.
You're like, you leave at 9. You're like, I'll be back at like midnight.
Like four, I'll be back at 4 and see you for 30 minutes, and then I'll be back at 2 a.m. And it's like, that's just...
I wonder if it secretly eats at them.
Who?
Like, the girlfriends. If you got to be gone all day.
Oh, it's not a secret. She was like, it does. Yeah, but it's not like eats at her. Yeah, it's just she's like, okay, is it going to...
She's like, I really wish this isn't the ideal schedule. I hope we figure something out in the future.
Which is... fine. I mean, I renewed my lease in Frisco.
You renewed it?
Mm-hmm. So I'm in Frisco for another year.
Why?
I don't want to move down here.
Why?
What's down here?
Just a closer drive?
Yeah, but I'm trying not to be here that often. Like, really? I'll be here for content, but I don't want to be here all day long. So, like, but Frisco is such a better, like, area.
You're more Frisco.
I'm way more Frisco.
But, like... you could find a dope spot not in the city, just like a closer drive in fucking Addison.
But then it wouldn't be Frisco. Then it would be.
But it's like Frisco's cool. Dallas. It's not like you fucking run the Frisco streets and you like know.
There are no Frisco streets. That's why I like Frisco. It's just like families.
But there's there. Like it's not nice just areas. Like there's Frisco and there's that. There's. I'm just saying for the drive. There's like closer.
I mean the drive.
Nice. Go to Highland Park with the rich folk.
Yeah, but then you're paying $3,000 a month for
a regular ass
studio apartment.
You do have a nice place.
If I didn't have the place I did, I would probably move down here.
Yeah.
But like I really, really like my apartment. So I'm there for another year.
Damn.
So we just gotta figure out what I'm most concerned with is the Hex Quarter goes away in November. So that I will cross that bridge when I come to it. I guess I will be streaming in my apartment, which I really don't want to do, but
why not? Why don't you want to?
Depression.
And just like living, like if you don't have to leave your place, you'll just be in.
Yeah. Cause like, and some, a lot of people will be like, well, like you just put it in a different room and then it's fine. It's cause I streamed in my old apartment. I streamed in the living room and then in the scuff house, I streamed in my room and both of those situations were like, bleh, like I didn't like it cause I would just never leave.
Yeah.
So I really like going somewhere to stream. And so the original idea was I was going to stream out of here if I moved down here, but I just don't, I can't like compute it in my mind where like I leave somewhere that I really enjoy and pay more money to live somewhere else I don't enjoy for a less space.
Formal's going to rage.
Yeah. Formal and Bruce, they're going to rage. I wish that like we just had an apartment for both of them already furnished and then just bring them down here and be like, surprise, and give them the keys. And then I think they would be fine. I think they would be fine if they did that. It's
dude,
just the
it's
moving.
Crazy the lifestyle the top 1% of gamers live.
Oh, it's insane.
Like they don't.
Have you ever seen XQC's like setup?
Like how dirty it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
apparently
fucking
he built his own PC and like someone had to come rebuild the PC.
Really?
Because like
I mean, even that's at least he tried to rebuild. But it's crazy how like not even necessarily dirty, but it's just they live the most simple lives. Not to say that they're like fucking lucky or anything, like they just their lifestyle is so simple.
It's so centered around the stream.
Yeah, it's so centered around the stream, or just it's so centered around sitting down at that PC.
Yeah,
but it's like they.
It's like food comes to me, people come to me.
Yeah,
drinks come to me. I will be here streaming.
Yeah, and literally. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Like I've said, this.
If you like, imagine if you were like. Like, yo, I don't know, top streamer, instead of being here, you have to be here. That would be so, like, they would have to uproot their lives and, like...
Especially, like...
But if, in reality, like, you're just moving a city.
Yeah. But if, like, the walk from, like, the apartment to the Hex Quarters, it's a quiet walk. You'll see maybe one or two people.
Maybe some rabbits.
Yeah, maybe a rabbit or two. Then you go up, go to the Hex Quarters, boom, you're there. And it's like, I think for them, they sort of enjoy that. Like, that's their one time they're going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of enjoy that. But like now it's like, if they move anywhere around here, even me, when I'm walking around, it's like, there is a lot of fucking people. Just like, yeah. Especially in the summertime. Like,
oh, dude.
I know Formal's waking up, showering.
He's
ripping a cig.
Walking here for scrims.
Someone's going to spot him.
There's a Dallas Stars game. So there's just like a shit ton of people outside.
Yeah,
he's got to take the hidden elevator. I didn't even know we had one until.
Yeah, I heard about it. It's like it's a crazy myth. I don't even know if it truly exists.
It's
yet.
Pretty crazy. We like appeared in the office, and I was like, "How did we get here?" There's a whole nother.
You've
elevator.
Taken it?
Yeah, I took it. I took it last week.
I gotta find it. Yeah, it's I don't know where the fuck is it.
It's right over there. I'll show you. It's on the other side of that wall. And it goes
on the other side of this wall
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. You come out of the elevators and you're in the kitchen.
What?
It's the weirdest elevator ever.
Wait, how don't I even see this?
It's how they move the podcast desk.
Damn.
Yeah. Which is already back
here. That's fucking weird. I was talking to my IRL stream earlier.
How's that going? Good?
I haven't done it as much because I hurt my hip. And so I've been like, not really. Usually I'll run a little bit. And then as like a cool down, start my stream and just like walk home or something. But I haven't been running because of my fucking hip, knee, everything, back.
Yeah.
Just everything hurts. So I've been walking in my apartment gym and I'm just not going to fucking IRL stream from that. So I hadn't done it in like 2 or 3 days. I did this morning. It's pretty, I mean, I don't know how to constitute it as going well. It's not like it blew the fuck up. But it's pretty fun to do. It gives me something to do. But it's so... Oh, and I was asking my stream, if I had Skump's money, where would I live? I was like, I'd like... Because, like, I'm walking around all these tall buildings, people walking around. I'm like, this is kind of, like, a nice vibe. But if I was, like, Skump famous, it's like, if Skump did what I did, would he get... Would people be like, yo, Skump?
What do
you mean? Would that happen a lot more? Like, would Skump be able to walk around this city?
Yeah. He walks when he comes down here. Him and Zen go and walk and get coffee and walk and get.
Yeah, I guess it would be fine.
Like, it's fine.
But it's like, I'm just thinking, if I had his money, where would I want to live? I think it depends if I was like single or not.
If I had Seth's money, I would live right where Seth lives. His house is insane.
Yeah. Do you think it's like lonely? Not lonely. But when you have that. There was like some quote to where it's like, if you have that money, or like being lonely is even lonelier in a big house, if that makes sense. Mm. But yeah. Seth's not lonely.
Seth's not lonely. I mean, he has a fiance and a
daughter. But would it still be, I feel like something would irk me a little bit about having a multi-million-dollar house and walking into my girlfriend and my dog and everyone's happy and it looks super clean and.
I think that is mental illness.
But seriously, someone knows what I mean of like.
So what would your solution be?
It's just so big and I don't need it. And it's like, damn, I still.
You're talking about the apartment or?
If I had Seth's house.
Oh, okay.
And I still walked in and I wasn't like, because when you have that house, I just imagine walking in and like, you just feel like the man. You lay down, you're the man, you're feeling good, you're happy. But it's like, what if you're not happy? And like, you're in that big of a house and you're not happy. And it's just like, damn, what the fuck is life? What do I do?
Honestly, I think.
Like, I feel like I would be more comfortable in like a penthouse, paying that much for like a penthouse or something. And it being smaller.
See, that would
being cool.
A penthouse would be worse for me because I would feel like, why the fuck am I in a penthouse all the time? At least he feels like. I'm in a house.
I own it.
I worked hard. I have a fiance. We're probably going to have a kid one day. This is a great place to raise a kid. Great place to get married. I have dogs. I can stream. I can work out of here. I think that's how I would think.
I don't know how I feel about like a forever sort of home.
You want to be on the go all the time?
I don't know. I just like new. Like I've thought about it to where like I wouldn't mind living in a different city every year. Maybe I would mind. I probably, maybe every year, every 2 years.
I think that's another reason I renew my lease. We've moved every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
For the past 6 years, we've moved every year.
I moved to the Emerson, got kicked out of my apartment, moved to another apartment in the Emerson. Then from the Emerson to Fake Scuff House. Then this is just year after year, Fake Scuff House. Then I moved to Addison. Then from Addison, moved back to Frisco. Then from Frisco, moved here. It's been six times and we've been here.
6 years.
6 years?
5 years, yeah. Wait, 2018? Yeah. 5 years. You've moved six times in 5 years. I've moved six times.
I don't really mind it, though, because I don't make friends and fucking...
See, I can't... I finally found a place where I'm, like, comfortable. And, like, I think maybe part of it is, like, okay, I've done... Pretty much whatever, like, Optic has said, for the past 5 years, moved to Chicago. We all moved down here in the Emerson. We all moved into a place together. The lease was up in the place we lived together. So I moved out and moved in with Aaron and Nina. Then the Hex Quarters was where I streamed. So I moved next to the Hex Quarters. And now we're down here and I'm just kind of like, all right. Like, I'm close enough. Like, I don't.
You're going to move down here and then we're going to.
I'm not going to do that. Like, at least not right now. I've done it every year for 5 years. Like I'm fine to make the drive.
See, I'm already thinking about my next place.
That's insane.
And I just moved in like a month ago.
But it's
like one thing. Well, what bothers me right now is the amount of people that walk their dogs in front of my place. And it's just like there's too much. Like, you can see inside my place. The gym's not that good. It's a little dark. So it's just, I'm already thinking of like, all right, so I'm going to live here for a year. And I really like my place. It turned out really well.
Yeah.
And it's not even like I'm moving because of like certain stuff, but it's just certain stuff will be like, all right, well, here's like, I move into a place, everything's great, but I'm going to pick out what I don't like. Because that's where my mind goes. My mind's going to focus on what's everything I don't like about this place. So I'm already thinking about, in my head, I'm going to blow up, be the biggest fitness YouTuber. Not really. But in my head, it's like, I hope all this stuff compounds into like some good things coming my way. Maybe some sponsorships and working with this and this. I'll have a little more money next year. It's like, if I have a little more money next year, Where would I want to live? I still want to live in like a high rise apartment. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to afford a penthouse, but I don't know. I don't mind. I don't mind moving like that. Like, I kind of want to explore. I feel like I can drive around Dallas without GPS now. It's weird.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's how, and like, I kind of like it. Like, damn, this is the true city experience.
Yeah, I feel like you've always wanted the city life.
I kind of have, but it's weird because I kind of wanted it to stimulates me a little bit, but I don't like going into a bar with a bunch of people. But I'm in a city surrounded by fucking people walking along the streets all the time, and it's just like a cool, it's like a cat looking out the window. And like, this kind of like stimulates me a little bit. But if I had to, you throw me out that window and I'm freaking the fuck out, scurrying, scurrying to get back to my safe space to go spectate.
That's a good analogy.
That was pretty good. I like the city life though. I think we're good on time.
I think we're good too.
Yeah. Well, shit.
I mean, that was a bit of a ramble, man, of an episode, but that's what happens when it's 10 a.m.
This was episode 69.
Was it?
I tweeted Manscaped, and they were like, let me check with the ball balls. And then I never heard back from them. You know what? Bleep that out.
Yeah. You fucked up, company that doesn't shave balls.
We could have got something special. That would have been a 20-minute.
No one knows what company we're talking about.
Can someone go find us some companies, man? We're trying to get... Doc?
What, Doc's gonna sponsor?
I would like a Doc sponsor. I feel like it would work perfect. People know I'm a fan of Doc. People know
Midnight
you're a
Society.
Fan of Doc.
Go play the snapshot of
go
the,
play, yeah. Go drink, go have a good time.
Well, okay.
We'll bring some people on board. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for watching episode 69. Mac Bragg, play the outro music.